Father John Carapi, and today we're going to talk about God our Father. Our Holy Father, Pope John Paul II, has proclaimed this to be the year of God our Father. We're preparing for the coming of the millennium, the great jubilee of the year 2000. And this year we're to consider the Heavenly Father, the first person of the Blessed Trinity. You know, in order to enter into mystery, to begin to fathom as best we can mystery, you have to always return to that quintessential mystery, that great mystery of the Most Holy Trinity. We know God is one. We know God is three, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. The Father, the first person of the Blessed Trinity, is called the principle without principle. He is the origin of all things. He is Father because He is Creator. He's the author and architect of all that is. He created everything through His Son in the power of the Holy Spirit. The Father is the Father because He has a Son. From all eternity, the Father begets the Son in an act of love. The Son loving the Father eternally, both of them together in that interchange of love, spirate, as we say in theology, or breathe forth the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of love and truth. A lot of people today have problems with the notion of Father. We have a crisis of paternity today. Many children grow up without a father. There are many single-parent households. Very often the absence of a father results in a very sad situation, and so people grow up and have difficulty relating to a father. We have a crisis in language today. There are even people who would like to suppress the word father from sacred scripture, take father out, or perhaps call God mother. Well, it is true that God does not have gender in His essence. God is pure spirit. But God has revealed Himself to us. Divine revelation, which is sacred tradition, sacred scripture, and magisterial teaching, which authentically and authoritatively interprets the Word of God, whether written or spoken, tells us God has revealed Himself as Father. Now, I don't have a better idea than God. And God has told us He is Father. God is our Father also because He is the Father of Jesus Christ, the eternal Word, who became flesh and dwelt among us. And in Jesus, we become children of our Heavenly Father. Through Him, with Him, and in Him, we become children of God our Father. To be true children of the Heavenly Father, we have to become one with Jesus. We have to become so one with Jesus. It's like a marriage, where in Scripture we learn that the two become one flesh. That's what the Word of God says about marriage. And this is a mystical marriage between us, the members of the body of Christ, and Jesus, the head of His church. The two become one. And becoming one with Jesus, we become two sons and daughters of our Heavenly Father. Jesus often said that the very food that He eats is the will of His Heavenly Father. I've come to do the will of my Father. Why have we come? If we're one with Christ, then His will is our will. And what is that? To do the will of the Father. We should live our lives that way, seeking God's holy will, asking for the help of the Holy Spirit that we might discern our Father's will, and then doing whatever it takes to accomplish that will. That is what Jesus did unto the cross. And the cross looms in the future of every one of us. If we are to be one with Christ, two sons and two daughters of the Heavenly Father, then having become one with Jesus, we enter into His mission, which is redemption. And the way He accomplished that mission, which was on a cross ordained towards resurrection. And thus, being true sons and daughters of our Heavenly Father, we participate in that great work of redemption. We help our brothers and sisters to be saved. In doing that, we are saved ourselves. We're poured out in order to be filled up. We're emptied in order that God's will might be fulfilled in us. This is a great mystery, and it is the very meaning of human existence. If you have an identity crisis, if you don't quite know who you are and why you're here, where you've come from and where you're going, I've got good news for you. You are a son of God. You are a daughter of our Heavenly Father. In Christ you are given power, the power of the Holy Spirit, to accomplish the mission which God has given to you. What is that mission? It can't be any different than the mission of the Redeemer. The mission is to save souls. The mission is to bring all men to our Heavenly Father through Jesus in the power of the Holy Spirit. If you will focus on that, if you will not be sidetracked, if you will allow the Spirit to transform you into the presence of Jesus, then you will be happy. Then you will have peace. Then you will be able to look with great anticipation to the day when time gives way to eternity, when every tear will be wiped away, and when your Father and mine will open his arms and greet you, embrace you, and say, "Well done, good and faithful servant. Enter into the joy of your Master's house." And may Almighty God bless you, the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit.